If you are planning to work with a consultant, there are some truths I want to share with you. First, once you read books on writing and read F&G Match essay guide, you should assess your own writing, because how you work with a consultant will be determined by how you write essays. When you communicate with your team or your supervisors, the goal is to convey the message in the most succinct manner, with emotions often never shared in an email. Even if you're great at written communication or you have submitted papers in a functional journal in technology or finance, the expected vocabulary is very different. The admissions team is trying to understand the person behind the GMAT or GRE score and the resume. Some applicants are very good at adjusting to this writing. Some are not that great despite a lot of guidance. So the challenge for a consultant while editing is how much they should be involved in the rewrite process. If they take over 70 to 80% of the rewrite, it will read like a polished version of an essay. It's like your parents doing your homework. I typically encourage an iterative editing process where the effort is in guiding the applicant to be a better writer, to capture more context, to capture the right emotion, not to overdo any dialogues or the emotional part of the narrative. Finding the right balance is key. The earlier you start writing the drafts, the more you will get the opportunity to play with themes, ideas, transitions, and narratives. The closer you are to the deadline, you will go with a lot of assumptions about what works and what doesn't work. So your expressions are artificially limited when the deadline is near. And even for consultants and editors who write and edit on a daily basis, it's a challenge to come up with unique phrases that are similar to how the applicant writes. It shouldn't look like a version that a consultant wrote. For authentic writing, I would suggest that you at least write the first version freely without any preconception about how an essay should be. Then read F&G Match essay guides or books on writing and then refine it further. Your version without the knowledge of how an essay should be would include phrases that are truly unique and represent how you think and talk. It's not that all the lines in an essay should sound unique, but even if 15 to 20% of the phrase used in an essay is different from a typical polished essay, you will stand out. The best way to find a consultant who can represent your voice is by reading their work. If you want to see how I write essays, you can purchase F&G Match essay guides at store.fngmat.com. There are a lot of previews of the sample essays that I've offered for free at fngmat.com/sample-mba-essays.